class. Like those times that came on TV,
Call the meeting to order.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Council has before them the minutes of December 2nd meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Not appearing, I entertain a motion for approval of minutes as written.
Make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the delinquent shutoffs.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for approval of claims. We have any claims?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Any discussion?
Just one quick thing. I saw the bill from the Paul for the baseball fields, and I saw that the original bill had on labor and stuff like that, and then it was marked off. Was that discussed with him? I know that from that meeting, I was told that he said that it would just be materials.
Yep.
And then we got the bill.
Had all materials.
Yeah.
Had materials and labor.
And labor and other stuff.
And equipment
so those
rental.
Labor things were taken off, but was that discussed with him, or did we just mark off the things that
yes.
he agreed to?
That's what we did. We marked off the things that he agreed to. There was some conversation back and forth between Cherie and Engineering West, and confirmed the agreement that was the agreement.
Okay.
I don't know if Travis called Paul and ran it by him or what. I know Paul's billing is done by his mother-in-law to Billings, and she sure wasn't at the meeting, and I don't know what went on.
Okay.
And I don't know if we're going to get any pushback or not. But
I was just
that was a good catch. Anyway, yeah.
Just interested in why
yeah.
that was.
Yeah. So. Any other questions? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. No presentations. No presentation of petitions and communications. We'll go on to reports. Rich?
I don't have anything further than what's on my written. I can talk about item number 3 is on the agenda here. So.
Okay.
Rich, when did we purchase that old, the used ladder truck? What year?
Oh, I think we've had it now, I want to say 10 years ago.
Okay.
Pretty close to.
And you're saying that this one, this new one, the bid is $30,000 on it?
Currently, yeah.
Right now.
Yes.
You think it's a good deal?
It's a... Well, you want me to talk about it?
You want to wait till we get to it on new business, or you want to talk about it?
No, I guess we can wait.
I mean, we're going to... It's a.
Yeah.
It's an action item. We're going to have to vote later on.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for Rich? Police Chief's not here. Peyton, you have anything?
Other than, like you guys can see, I put in the report from Midco. All in all, I think it looked pretty well. I do have all the pictures. I just didn't think we ought to run off 30 pages of pictures, but I can certainly send each of you the PDF if you want to look at them all. The only part they wanted to mark was the weather stripping on the very top entry, which they had never had any weather stripping on it, so we'll take care of that in the spring, but.
Pretty interesting how they do that.
Any questions for Peyton? Ryan?
I didn't prepare a report. I've been kind of busy with just some stuff that's not really report-worthy. But something I did want to bring to council's attention, and I thought there was a possibility of somebody being here tonight to give something. I was contacted by Farmers Union, again, about the Superfund site. They want to look back into possibility of leasing it or purchasing it, and they're going to want to conduct an environmental study. I had suggested that they have some form of a presentation for you folks to kind of show what they're wanting to do and why, what they were looking into. We forwarded that inquiry on to the project manager for the EPA, and basically her feedback was ultimately it's up to the city to determine if they're meeting the institutional controls that are set out in the Superfund overlay district, but that the environmental study would basically help them, the buyer, potential buyer, decide what the risks are there. There's nobody here to talk about it, so I just thought I'd bring it up for future reference. I'm assuming it's going to come up at some point. Just probably didn't have anybody to talk about it tonight, but there's really no development other than they're still looking at the possibility of doing that. So, yeah.
Really don't see anywhere in town or even in the circumference of town that they could do what they want to do other than that place. Yeah. But it's kind of sketchy.
Well, and there's just a lot of restrictions and requirements that they have to comply with. And honestly, if we were ever going to get to the point where we're even thinking about approving it or even allowing them to do a study and figure out what they would have to do, there's going to have to be engineers involved, inspections. It's just going to be a lot.
And then
some kind of agreement to spell out who's responsible for what. I don't know what the possibilities of indemnification are under CERCLA, the Superfund laws. I don't know if there's a way we could pass the risk on to somebody else since we own the land. But they're wanting to do it's called a phase one environmental study. And so they were supposed to come and give a presentation about it. I had suggested that. And that's the last I've heard. But that was earlier this month that the manager over there had reached out to me about that. That's the last I've heard.
You know, we're the primary responsible party principal.
PRPs.
Yeah.
I don't think Timberland, when they sold their property there, I think they're still involved as listed as a PRP, aren't they?
Who?
Timberland Manufacturing.
I don't know, honestly. I just know we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you can ever get rid of it.
Not unless they release you.
Yeah.
Not unless they let.
Yeah. And if we're responsible for the institutional controls.
Mullet's still listed.
Are they?
I think they're
really gone. Probably.
They're all gone. If we are responsible for institutional controls, and if we have to hire engineers to discharge that responsibility, and if the selling price stays at $50,000, it shouldn't create a pinch.
Yeah, there's no way we could stay there. I mean, if they wanted to stay at the fit.
And I don't know what the solution is. I guess we're going to have to let it play out to see what they come with.
Yeah, they might, even if we agree to let them do a study, they might do a study, and the study says this is, there's a lot of risk for you folks coming in as a new party to improve the property. So there's just a lot of roadblocks and a lot of ifs and a lot of risk for everybody, and it sounds like in a nice way they're basically saying, I'm sure the EPA and the DEQ would give some guidance here and there on technical things, but they're not going to be the ones to sign off on anything. It's going to be us.
Yep.
How big an area is it?
I don't remember.
It's the whole, and it actually goes.
280 by 300. Where they want to put their fuel storage is right on top of the block placement, right on top of it.
Yeah.
The city shop is on part of it. And somehow we were able to do that. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure you dug footings.
We did stir up something we don't want to stir up.
No.
If I don't really know if I really want the EPA crawling around our town too much.
They approved that. They approved it.
Yeah. Anything else for Ryan? A city clerk has a written report. And she gave some information that a bid from Z Creative on the website, and he had that prior bid at the last meeting. There'll be, I think there's one other.
$2,000 more than the first one.
Yeah, it's, but if you notice, there's the cheaper one has a like an $850 upgrade. They'll do the upgrades if we. Every 4 years for $850. It could take a little bit of study and to figure out which way we're going to go, but we don't have to do that tonight. I'm guessing there's no public comment on current agenda items, no committee reports, no unfinished business, new business. If it weren't for Rich, we wouldn't have any. First item is approval of City County Airport to apply for an intercap loan to install heating in the new T-hangers and only be made through the county. Can you give us the background?
So the background is we built the T-hangers down there. The federal grant wouldn't pay for installation of heaters. We originally were going to put electric in, which would have been cheaper cost, but then when we got to looking at it long term, the cost of the tenant would have been significantly higher, especially because when you open up a hangar, you're open up the whole wall kind of stuff. So we kind of went back to putting gas or propane heaters in. We'd have to bore under the taxiway to put natural gas in, so we're electing to try and go with propane heaters. Originally, we thought with the influx of the rent coming in, that we'd have the cash to put those heaters in because we kind of rented them out based on having heat in them. Some of the tenants didn't. We figured everybody would pay up front annually, that some didn't. Some are going to go quarterly, some are going to go monthly. So we just don't have the cash outlay to do all of the heaters at once. So what we're asking for is the council to approve for the commission, county commission, to do an intercap loan for us. To get the money up front to pay for those heaters, to pay for the heaters and the installation. And then we have the cash flow through rent every month to pay back the loan. So no ask for money, it's just the approval. City Council given the approval for the commission to apply on our behalf for the loan. We have the cash flow to pay back the loan. It'd be maximum, I think it's $60,000 over probably the next 5 years.
Is it a 10-year loan? It's up to 10. Intercap is.
I think we can go up to probably up to 10. We're shooting
at intercap that. Intercap is a 10-year deal if you want to. But.
Yeah, we're shooting for 5 years out. Hopefully, have it paid off earlier than that. It's just that we've got the cash flow through the rent payment.
Are they all rented?
Yes, they are. Oh, nice. And we still have a waiting list of folks to that want hangers. Okay. Now we've got three bids. Currently, the bids are at, don't quote me on this because I didn't bring them, but roughly $44,000, about $46,000 and $48,000 to install, plumb, and put electric. I mean, the electric's there, but to wire them in for all six.
So then how are you going to do the,
Each tenant will have their own propane tank, so that's like the little 250-gallon propane tanks.
Oh, gotcha.
And unfortunately, we're going
to... That'll be up to them?
That'll be up to the tenant to... work out whoever they want to get propane through. Put all six tanks at the west end of that T-hangers because eventually we want to expand so all the plumbing, we don't have to want to redo plumbing again. five, 10 years down the road, we might be able to do it right the first time, so.
So that a part of it too, we supply the tanks?
No, the tenants will take care of all that through whoever they get propane from. So that's the ask, is just for you guys to give the county the approval to go ahead and do a loan on behalf of us.
So I'll entertain a motion to, for approval of the City County Airport Board to apply for intercap loan to install heating in the new T-hangar with a loan being made through the county.
I'll make it.
Go ahead. I'll make that motion.
Gotcha.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
As long as there's cash flow to pay for it, correct?
And the loan doesn't show on the city's debt.
Right.
Record. Okay. Okay, Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
The motion passes. Next item is approval of Columbus Rural Fire District to use capital funds up to $105,000 to purchase a fire truck.
I'll caveat that with potentially. So as I said in my report, we bought the current ladder truck we have used. It came out of New Hampshire about 10 years ago. Everything's still certified. We did have to put about $10,000 worth into the various pump components and everything because of the rust issues. Had a pressure relief valve blow off the bottom because it rusted out the pipe. So it's kind of, we're at a point where we really sink some money into it and get ahead of the problems as much as possible. Just happened to be, actually I went online to look at something else, and this thing popped up. It's several years newer than this one, 20,000 original miles from a department in Texas, so it doesn't have the corrosion issue. It's currently online on a government bid, government auction, $30,000. I don't know what the reserve is. It hasn't hit reserve yet. But my approval or my ask is, we currently have $105,000 in capital improvement for fire truck replacement line item. That's the only thing we can use it for. So just to give me the authority, if it looks like it's in there somewhere to bid on it. I'm not going to go over the $105,000. I mean, that in my mind's got to be, not only do we bid it, but we got to get it here and all of that other kind of stuff. So it's line item. It's just asking for the authority to bid on it and potentially use the money that's already been budgeted for.
Is the old one worth it?
Yeah, we try to move it. Probably right now, depending on how fast we wanted to move it, probably 25-ish, maybe 30.
And it's still functional.
Yeah, so still, yeah. Ladder's still certified. As soon as we get the pump back together, the pump will be past pump test, that kind of stuff. But it's going to need some more work as we continue to go along with it. It is what it is. It's
the longer you hang on to it,
the less value it's got. Yeah. The harder it'll be to move it if we want to get rid of it. So it's just something we're exploring. I'm not going to cry if this thing gets outbid. It's just, it's an option that's out there, and it's a really, really nice potential option if we can fit it in. If we can't, we'll continue on.
And it's in service right now, so it's all certified too?
Yeah, current pump test, current ladder certifications on it. It's not in service for them because they just took delivery of a brand new one.
They what?
The department down there just took delivery of a brand new one.
That's why they're
selling this one. So.
When does the auction close on it?
Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So you'll bid.
Have you?
Something
you've been on those, haven't you?
30.
What's that?
You'll bid something at 2:29:30.
My guess is this thing's gonna. There haven't been any movement on it in the last week and a half. Last couple hours are probably gonna determine whether or not I come back to you later and tell you we bought a truck or not. My guess is it's gonna go. It's a nice piece of apparatus.
Okay.
We're good. Anybody have any other questions? I'll entertain a motion for approval of the Columbus Rural Fire District to use capital funds up to $105,000 to purchase a fire truck. Is there a motion?
I'll make that.
Motion by Dennis?
I'll second it.
Who was that, Colt? Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Colt?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
That motion passes. Any comments not on the agenda?
One comment, and it's just a grammatical error, I'm sure, but on the police department letter, talked about the month of May. The response was, was that for May or was that for November?
Should have been.
During
November.
Yeah, I think it was November. Probably just did a little cut and paste and forgot to change the month.
That's good. You can make that a point. You could make some big ones.
Yeah. I've got a couple items to bring up. Sorry, guys, but didn't want Rich to have all the fun tonight. These are things that, well, we didn't have a staff meeting, and three things, but two of them just came up. First, has to do with the ball field signs.
What?
The advertising signs at the ball field. And I appreciate any historical perspective you have, Dennis, but we had a person request a new sign put up, a realtor. And she wanted the sign put on the outside of the fence by the third baseline on Anderson Field. So it's right next to 9th Street. It's right where I don't want on my sign. It's the only sign that's out there on that side. Everybody else's signs on the inside of the outfield fence. Now, I can remember when we did Granite Peak Park and wanted to sell signage as a fundraiser to fund the ball programs, that the highway department said, we don't want you to have any signs out there. But we will allow you to have signs on the inside of the outfield fence. Because when you get on the outside of the outfield fence, you're actually putting signage on a state highway right away. And signage on state highway is controlled.
Mm-hmm. Even that far off of 9th?
Yeah.
Even that far off of 9th, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I recall. I talked to Peyton. Was out early this morning, but I was able to talk to Jim Redley, and he got a hold of Travis Brumfield, who is the highway department guy here, and he said, I don't care, which wasn't what I wanted to hear, but I believe that
there's a different entity that takes care of the sign.
Yeah, and we might, yeah, we might want to push that a little further and get to that entity and find out for sure. Because here's what's going to happen. This is what we would end up having to deal with, which we don't want to deal with. Everybody's going to want to move their signs over on 9th.
Yeah.
And we may have to start making it a different price if you're on 9th Street than on the infield. And those all have to be administered out of your city office. Or I've thought city could say, you want to sign on any of our ball fields, they're going to be on the inside of the outfield fence. It's an ordinance or a rule or a regulation or whatever you want to call it. We could take that in hand and do that. So I think those are the kind of options that are in front of us. I think I'd like to turn this over to the Parks and Recreation Committee. What do you guys think? That's Cole and Dannon.
Who who's responsible? Because where that sign is, I've seen it, where that sign is where all the coaches and everybody stands when they're coaching. That's where they're at.
It's there. Drive by, you get a chance to look at it. You will not have any trouble figuring out which one it is.
Like, who's responsible for it if it gets damaged, beat up, and starts looking terrible?
Yeah, well,
being on the outside of the fence.
The people who own the sign are responsible.
So they're responsible
for them. Yeah.
I'm all for anything inside, but the outside thing, yeah.
Yeah. What do they pay for the inside signage?
I think $600, I think, is what they pay for a sign.
It's $200.
Just one time.
$200 is what they pay for a sign.
One time fee.
And that
once
goes
a year.
To the city?
It goes to Granite Peak Park. It goes to the baseball program. Right. And, but the city collects the money and
gives it to them.
So that, Dan and Cole, what you might do is check with Peyton or whoever he wants to have run with this and get to make sure we're talking to the right guy at the highway department. Highway department could do us a big favor and say, darn right, you can't do that. They all got to be on the inside and we'd be good. Beyond that, if then, you know, take a look at whether you would recommend that we start working on a regulation or an ordinance, just give us some recommendations.
Did they ask to put it on the outside, or did they just put it on the outside?
The lady, she's a realtor. She lives up Shane Creek. She came, talked to Peyton and says, here's where I want it. And there was, of course, Peyton didn't know any of the background, and there'd be no reason for him not to put it there, and they did a great job. It's solid, it's up, it looks good, but it's on the outside. Yeah.
Just FYI, I talked to Jim again this afternoon to get with Travis to look into that.
Okay.
Because him kind of nonchalantly not worrying about it. Like we were talking this morning, after I talked to you, more along the lines of if he moves on to another job, the next guy comes in, maybe a stickler, and while we have all these signs on the outside, and all of a sudden he's like, nope, you got to take them all down. So they were going to look into that a little more. I did call her and tell her, hey, there's a big possibility you're going to have to move it. And so she is aware of that because she thought it was just going to be because everybody was going to call and complain about it. But I just said, no, we're trying to get to the bottom. I told her, my fault. People that I checked with, I didn't see why we couldn't put it there. I just knew we couldn't go down the third baseline because of the possibility with the way they're hung, players running into it, having an injury. But so she's aware that it's probably going to get moved, but hopefully I'll have more information from Travis soon.
Yeah, there's a...
Sounds good.
There's a sign guy that, he's out of Helena, actually, deals with right signs on the right-of-way, state right-of-way.
Sounds good. So... You guys can keep us on point on that, and looks like Peyton's going to gather the information that's needed. Okay, the other thing I had was Terry Neistel called me today. This is something that Rick has brought up, not in the meeting, but I want to know if we think it's important to get ahead of it, and that it's called green burial. They're burying people without embalming them or putting them in a box other than like a cardboard box. It's been done in Billings, but I think it's only been done one time in Billings. So, and Terry's been doing research on it, and I don't know if he's feeling poorly, but he's...
he's looking at it.
Yeah, he's checking, been doing some research on burials.
It's cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper. You have to put a body in a vault. Or you can do cremains.
According to our regs.
Or what?
According to our regs.
I haven't looked at the cemetery regulations. never did look at them. This is a new option, never saw it on the horizon. But I think, again, we should probably be proactive and be out ahead of it. I mean, it's up to us who gets buried in our cemetery. We're responsible for that. I don't know what the ramifications might be for sticking decomposable matter, people, in the ground with the objective that they just decompose. As Terry said, they figure they probably put more harmful chemicals and stuff from embalmed people in the ground than a regular, just a regular
but
person.
But they're contained.
Yeah.
And ashes aren't really a problem, I guess. Dust
to
dust.
I brought it up on the computer. I just went to burial, and that just opened up a whole big options. I mean, from the normal to this new wave deal.
Probably have to spend less on fertilizer.
Last time we did the regs, we approved above ground mausoleum.
Well, but it didn't say anything
that
about
it. Always comes up. Something always comes up. You know, something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a new way.
So I'd again like to use a committee. We have a cemetery committee, which is Rick and Dennis. If you want to check those regulations, see what they look like, maybe make a recommendation whether you think they need to be modified or we need to get ahead of us.
Evidently, this green burial, is that evidently it's a state approved?
I don't have any idea. I could just see somebody showing up saying, well, you know, we have had a death in the family, we want to bury him, here's the way we want to bury him, and what are we going to do? We're going to say no, because this is our regulation, or we're going to say our regulation doesn't prohibit it, so go ahead.
Right. Yeah, oh yeah. The burial is expensive. And I don't know. I was under the assumption that they kind of just bore a hole and set the remains into that hole and bury it, but I don't know that for 100%. I saw so much stuff on the computer that I kind of glazed over after a while.
Every regulation is, for the most part, is kind of plagiarized. So
yeah,
whatever Billings is doing, we'll take a look at that.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
whatever they have written.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, thank you. And one more, back to Parks and Recreation. Would you guys give us a little path to run on about changing the name of the swimming pool to the Barbara Henderson swimming pool? We talked about that before. We haven't voted on doing it, but eventually we would have to have a resolution to do it. And if you would maybe come to us with a path to run on, and if you need to draft something up, you can get a hold of Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rick, second by Dennis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Clayton.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. Last one of the year.